104.5 The Zone, 8:48 the time. This is the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Coming up next hour, 9:33, going to head out west. Brandon Sprague covers the Portland Trailblazers. We'll see about their chances in Game 6 tonight against Denver, so stay tuned for that. Time now, though, for the ever-popular and fast-growing Take 3.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take 3.
All righty, here we go. Take number one. Can the Golden State Warriors still win it all with Kevin Durant out? Which he's probably not going to play in Game 6 with Steve Kerr said last night, but I don't know beyond that. I'm going to say yes. I still think the Warriors can still win. They have two future Hall of Famers in the starting lineup. They have plenty of experience. Bench, but they can still find a way, I think.
That's an easy take, Kevin.
Okay.
I'm going to say they can, but they won't.
Okay.
The Rockets will win Game 6, and they'll win a very close Game 7.
Who will win a very close Game 7?
The Rockets.
Oh. Ooh.
Without Durant. Now, Durant, you know, might limp on the court, Latter-day Willis Reed and all that, and maybe he helps him. But I'm telling you right now, those calf injuries are lingering and more debilitating than you'd think.
Speaking from experience?
Yeah, of course. You know my long and star-studded professional career as an athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yours was a hamstring that you injured playing tennis, though, right?
It was, but, you know, when I was a walker, and we know we know all the accolades that came with that period of my life, I did strain a calf. And, man, I was in the Barco for 2 weeks. Well, the truth is, I never came out of the Barco.
Wow. Yeah, it was tough.
Warriors can and will.
Can and will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take number two. How much worse do you feel about the Predators standing in the Central Division, watching St. Louis in the West Final and both Dallas and Colorado come within a goal of getting there also?
I do feel like, at least right now, and believe me, it's not by a large margin. I mean, the Preds won by a narrow margin. If you went first to even fourth, I think right now they're probably the fourth best team in the Central. You know, Dallas outplayed them. I think Winnipeg's better. I think St. Louis is better. And Colorado is not very far behind. So, yeah, I think the postseason has been a bit of a reality check.
And even though Chicago, they got old pretty fast, you got to think at some point they're
rebooting. They've got a lot of draft picks. They've got a lot of young players. It's not going to be long. Now, retooling their defense might be a little more challenging, but in terms of their forwards, I think they're going to be fine.
See, I thought they made some moves and got rid of some of the wrong people when they were trying to reload sort of this last time.
Well, they didn't have that's the team that, you know, unloaded Panarin. They got Brandon Saad back. He wasn't quite as good the second time around, but they're so top-heavy, you know, with their salary structure, especially, you know, with their big stars that, you know, cap-wise, they've always got to be careful about churning the bottom part of the roster.
I don't know if the Predators are the fourth best team, or maybe they're a little bit better than that, but my Mr. Obvious take is it's a very intriguing offseason. Something's going to have to change.
All right, I was thinking about this question number three after seeing the Reds get no hit on Monday night. Let's say if you're at a game and the team you're rooting for is getting no hit, do you root for the history to say you're there, or do you root for your team to break it up?
I do not want to see my team no hit. I'm sorry. I'm not one of these people that's going to cheer for the other pitcher. Now, even if it's like 15-0, I just don't want that. I have been to a no hitter, but I didn't care. You know, I wasn't rooting for either team. I saw Irvin Santana no hit the Indians.
Well, he's with the Angels, right?
He's with the Angels, and he had a lot of run in the game, and that was cool because I've been to a whole lot of major league games, and I never saw that. So that was kind of a unicorn.
So that was a power outage of a different sort then.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, if I was at the game and it was, you know, just totally out of reach, I'd probably root for the history.
How many times are you going to see a no-hitter in person?
I've been to a couple hundred major league games. I've never seen a no-hitter.
You root for the no-hitter.
Now, in the postseason a few years ago when the Reds and Phillies played it, and the Reds were in it for the first time in years.
You don't want to be that team, yeah.
And they come out in their very first game, and Roy Halladay pitches a no-hitter. I wanted to jump out a window. That one was hard
okay,
for me to deal
with. Okay, but that's the playoffs, though. Yeah. If it's just a regular season game.
Yeah, if it's a regular season game in May.
Who cares?
Right.
Look, you're a Reds fan. I'm a Pirates fan. We have no idea what winning is. It happens once in a while.
Hey, man, you guys have been in the playoffs, though.
You know, one year, I think it was the year they won the World Series, the Astros came into Yankee Stadium, and like six pitchers combined for a no-hitter.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. That was goofy. My bonus question
do
is.
Do it, man.
You get in a hot tub time machine.
I thought you were going to say get in a hot tub and we're going to
I was just going to say this was going in a bad direction.
Go in a hot tub time machine and go ahead, I'll say 30 years. Do we have a Major League Baseball team in this town?
30 years? I say yes.
30 years? Yes.
I say no.
You think no?
I think
I could see it either way. I'm leaning toward yes, but I could see it either way.
I think the geographical complications
and
the need to build another football stadium or maintain it will take precedent, and Nashville will always be a bridesmaid when it comes to another Major League Baseball franchise.
The way this town is growing, and if it continues, even at a slower rate, 30 years from now, look at what's happened here in 20 years.
No, I know. You're right.
You know what would be cool, though, in 30 years if we have Major League Baseball? I'll be able to go to, like, Senior Citizens Day. Go over and get me at McKendree Village and take me down there.
So we know where Kevin's at 30 years from now if there's a professional team in town.
Maybe they'll have a moment of silence for me.
Maybe.
No, they'll be, hey, here he is, broadcaster emeritus. Now
or I'll be that, Mark Howard, the 96-year-old fan. We'll try to throw out the first ball.
We welcome now a man who in the 80s and 90s was...
So you're going to be a between innings vignette. That's what it's going to be. They're going to roll you out between innings on TV.
And like, some people in the stands will go, great, great, great grandpa. Who is that guy?
Who is that man?
Why does he look like Uncle Fester?
No, you'll have like a shock of
yeah, I'm sure I will.
Hair.
Yeah,
a shock. It's gonna be like I'd Homer Simpson. He's Homer Simpson. He's gonna have two hairs.
I was gonna say,
old man yells at Clark.
Very Simpson centric. Yeah.
I had another bonus question. We'll save that for next hour. 8:56 on 104.5 The Zone. That was Take 3. Always a lot of fun.